Hi, welcome to the video series all about what it takes to go from attraction to dating to commitment. Very big area and lots of confusion for many people. I have two questions to ask you. First, very important to consider before even starting to think about dating. Where are you now? What is going on in your life right now? Are you in a relationship? Have you just broken up? Have you lost someone through death or rejection or some other reason? What is going on right now for you? So that you could be clear. And the next part of that question is, am I ready? And what is it that you're ready for? Are you ready for a relationship where you can be with another person, you don't have to be alone, and you maybe can have some fun times together, and you can double with your friends and bring them to your family? Or are you ready for love, where it's not about what you're going to be receiving, but more about how can you serve another person? How can you really love another person through thick and thin, through ups and downs, and whatever you may run into? So let's start. First part is you meet someone, you see someone somewhere, you feel an attraction, you have a first impression of that person. The very first impression is that image that you see, and that's where you see a lot. In the first 4 seconds of looking at someone, you know so much about them that you don't realize you're taking in signals. You know their body language. You know their attitude. You know, you see in their eyes, do they have hostility? Do they have warmth? And yet, as soon as you start talking to them, you may overlook what you just saw because they could sound so sweet. Or they could sound angry at the moment, and you overlook what you saw in their body language. So that's a first impression. And whatever that first impression is, stays with you a long time. If you meet someone and you think they're really sweet and kind, and then over the next few months they're being abusive and nasty, you don't believe it because in that first moment you saw something wonderful and you can't wait to get back to that. The opposite also happens. If the first few moments you see someone who's weak and talks about how they were rejected, you have an image of them, and it's very hard to overcome that. So in the beginning of dating, when you first start going out, what I say is even before the actual first date, find out as much as you can from someone. Talk and get information. Be like a detective, a reporter, where you're finding out, you know, all about them, because at the very beginning, they will often share much more than they will as you start dating. As it starts to become more important, we tend to hold back, so we're not going to share everything that maybe we would have at the beginning, because we don't want to push you away and change what's going on in the relationship, and we want to maintain a good image. So that first impression is really important. Then you have to understand, what do you have to gain and what does this other person have to gain by being in a long-term committed relationship together? Are you going to gain financially, emotionally? Is the person sensitive and listening to you? Are you going to gain popularity, or your relatives will leave you alone, or you'll get out of your house? All these kinds of things. What will you gain, and what might this person gain by being with you? What do you appear to offer them? So that's an important thing to look at. What do each of you stand to gain in the relationship? And is it about gaining something rather than really feeling that love? The other important piece, and we don't always look at that, is what does each person stand to lose by getting into a commitment? What do you stand to lose? A man may go out with the guys and go to exotic dance clubs and go fishing on the weekend or whatever his favorite activity is, golf, playing cards, gambling. There may be things he wants to do that he doesn't really want to give up. And just the thought of being in a committed relationship with you and having to give that up he may really like you at the beginning and have a lot of fun with you. And as it gets closer and he starts realizing that he may have to give these things up, he might back away. What you might stand to lose, you may spend, I'm just generalizing, don't take it personally, each one of us is different. But you may spend a lot of money on clothing or on courses that you want to take, and you do it freely. You get into a relationship and this person is connected with you and you move in together and your finances get connected. You might not be as free to do the things you want to do, buy the things you want to do, to buy. Meet with your family and friends, you might get restricted. You both have to be invited now because you're a couple. So there's a lot of things that you can lose and the other person can lose. Very, very important to understand this. Because when you're lonely, when you've been single for a while, and you look around and other people seem to have a happy relationship, you can start to feel like, why can't I have that? I want a relationship. And you latch on to somebody who seems to be okay. And it's so understandable. It's really hard to meet someone that you even feel an attraction to. And then you feel that attraction and you start to feel more attraction. It's very hard to let go of it. But it is real important to start evaluating really early, before you get too emotionally connected. Because once your emotions are involved, a different part of the brain takes over and your conscious thinking doesn't work as well. So you can stay in something that really is not in your best interest for the long run. So what I say is to become like a self-reporter. Start asking questions. You want to ask some questions of the other person, but when you ask the other person, it really needs to be open-ended and non-threatening, not with lots of expectations. Like, what did you feel when you broke up with your girlfriend, if he happens to be talking about his girlfriend, or with her, how did you feel when you lost your job, or whatever the situation is, but to ask caring, sensitive questions. But the questions I'm thinking about are even more to ask yourself. What is it that I really want? What can I do to make my own life better? What can this person offer me? In what ways can this person detract from my life? How can I improve what's happening between us? How can I learn more about what this person wants and needs and desires? How can I be a better partner? Why did this person show an interest in me? Why am I wanting this person right now? Ask those questions of yourself. Also, it's a really good idea to have a list of what are the qualities that I really want in a relationship. If you don't know what you really want, you may not get it. So the next piece that I like to talk about is these tests. Tests of, not a test of the other person, but like a time period test. So the first one is at 30 days. The first 30 days, you know practically nothing about another person. You only know what they've told you or how they appear. And it really takes a while. People like to put their best foot forward and they present themselves in a certain way. It takes a while to see beneath the surface. So I recommend don't decide anything in the first 30 days. Use that time to find out about another person and to go have fun together. The second time period test I give, actually 6 months is a good time to stop and evaluate again, but really a year later. So you're in a relationship for a year. By that time, you really know a lot more. I had a friend that was dating an alcoholic, didn't know for almost a year because he was hiding it very well. He made excuses, he lied, but the bottom line is if she was paying attention, she would have seen it a lot sooner. If you were looking for the signs, so look for the signs, not to run away, but to be clear about what is it that I'm dealing with. Is this something that will fit for the rest of my life? Then the next test is 3 years. So some people jump and they get engaged in 6 months, and then you start to see anger patterns, and then you see something, you meet their family, and you see things about the family interactions that you really don't like. if you can give something 3 years, you have a good idea what's going on and who this person is and whether you belong together. The problem is that when you've been with someone for 3 years or longer, it gets really comfortable, really, really comfortable, and hard to leave because you have all kinds of things that you've shared. They know a lot about you. It's hard to start over. If you have a desire to be in a relationship, or if you're one of those people who hasn't been in a relationship for a long time and you don't even want it, you're like afraid of it, this course can really, really help. There's only one caveat here. It's 30 days, and it's not hard. It's just that you need to watch the video every day for 30 days. All these different topics about love and its questions, and you'll have a journal when you keep a record. So think about it, because if you really want a relationship, this is an opportunity to finally understand all the different facets of love, what it takes to love, and how important it is to love you first before you even jump into any relationship. Download, below you'll see the link, download the PDF and the checklist for From Attraction to Dating to Commitment.